So, Eric, another swell day at the plate for you. A couple of days ago, you had the little leg thing. It seems like that's all gone.
No, you know, it was just one of those things where, you know, I didn't drink my Powerade Ion anti-cramp formula. But, yeah, that was just a random thing in the bottom of the eighth inning, and then I ended up playing the rest of the game, and it was fine. But, yeah, it was just a precautionary thing about John, you know, pulling me out. But, yeah, I haven't felt anything since, so I'm good.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, you're looking for an endorsement, maybe. But
you get out the whole thing, the whole title.
But today, swinging the bat awfully well again, a part of that big rally after we see Adam get that hit that gets lost in the sun, and then there was certainly no chance that yours was going to get caught by somebody.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, get a feel. I mean, I feel pretty good at the plate. But, you know, I feel like I'm getting a little long on the inside pitch. So, you know, I've been working with Murph a little bit on getting the head out. So that was actually, like, one of the first, like, hard hit balls I've had, you know, to center field and over. So, you know, yeah, I mean, every day is a progression, and it's going to keep getting better.
And defensively, you're dealing with winds and weird Florida stadiums and stuff, and you had to go a long, long way to chase that ball down in the left field corner today. It was like a dead sprint the whole way for you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, during BP, guys were like hitting, like lefties were hitting opposite field bombs. I mean, just like absolute tanks, because that wind was just howling out to left. So, you know, I had a pretty good idea that the ball was going to carry. But yeah, when Hinsky hit that, I was like, oh my God, like I'm just booking after it, and it was still going. I was like, oh man, is it going to even go foul? Like, it went foul. I feel like I caught it in foul territory, but I mean, that's the way it is. You got to deal with it. It's worse, you know, during the winter time at other ballparks when the wind's swirling, you got hurricane winds and stuff like that. So it wasn't that bad.
All right. And last, I want to ask you just about Alvarez, because he looked like he just was cutting them up today.
Yeah, I mean, he's just being Alvarez. I mean, throwing 95 plus with that good slider, good changeup. And, you know, he has lights out stuff. I mean, I was there when we first drafted him. We were in the same year, and he was throwing 95, 96 as like a 16-year-old or 17-year-old. And I was like, man, this guy's going to be really good. And, you know, he's starting to really blossom, and, you know, he's going to have a great career.
Do you think, though, that expectations might be a bit high? I mean, he looked great. He's looked great all spring. He's only got 10 starts in the big leagues. It's tough for someone to just kind of hit the ground running like that.
Yeah, and, you know, he's lucky that, you know, he's in this organization, because everybody's so friendly and everybody helps each other out. And, you know, he has a lot of veteran leadership here that are going to help him through, you know, the tough times, and, you know, carry him through the good times too. So he'll be well off.